It's the Pete Talks Job Show. I'm your host, Peter Gault. Employers need people. People need jobs. The Pete Talks Job Show is all about helping employers connect directly with career seekers and helping career seekers find employers. Let's see who's hiring.
All right.
Oh, lovely hair this morning. All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with the Pete Talks Job Show. Thanks for joining me today. We've got actually a guest here, and we are coming to you from a new location, but here is our guest, Jeff. Say hello, Jeff, real quick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and we'll get back to Jeff in just a moment. So thanks for hanging out with me there. We're going to do a little bit of housekeeping first for everybody. Of course, you're listening to the Pete Talks Job Show, which does air on 216 The Net Internet Radio. Featured on 216 The Net, the Pete Talks Job Show is a pre-recorded syndicated podcast reaching out to more than 100,000 listeners every week. 110,000 a little over now. So thank you guys very, very much. Two thumbs up for all of you. It's awesome to reach out to so many people every week. Now, again, we do air on 216 The Net every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, at 7 a.m. Pacific, and 10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, there we go. Station identification, of course, for 216thenet.com is internet radio, breaking the mold of radio as you know it, bringing only positive, inspiring shows to the airwaves, hence the Pete Talks Job Show, because what's more inspiring than getting a job, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay. So do visit 216thenet.com for your daily dose of encouragement. And listeners, of course, 216 The Net is brought to you through the generous, very generous financial support of their sponsors. So that we and me and Jeff can, guests like Jeff can continue to join me and all the other shows. You know, when you hear a word from our sponsors, and you'll hear two words in just a moment, well, more than two, because I have to say more than two to talk about them a little bit. But when you hear about them, please do visit them online or give them a call, maybe even do a little bit of business with them. Because when they receive your business, we receive their business, and we get to continue coming to you and which is what we just really love to do. So please do that again, 216thenet.com. Or if you have any questions about 216thenet, you can actually reach out to them directly at 216thenet@gmail.com. And Kent Jones is the station manager for 216thenet. So just going to throw Kent's name right out there, like I'm tossing names around and know who people are. But a couple of our sponsors here at 216thenet do include Northern Illinois Windows, Inc. at 815-385-6646. Go to niwservice.com to check them out. They are a commercial and residential windows servicing company. They're committed to providing the highest quality price and... I'm rushing through because I've got Jeff here and I want to get to our conversation, and that's not fair to our sponsors. They do not provide the highest quality price. Although their prices are quality, but their service is phenomenal quality and at a reasonable, affordable price. They do keep your windows clean and green. Window tinting, by the way, will help lower your energy bills. Northern Illinois Windows, Inc., 815-385-6646, www.niwservice.com. And of course, please do visit also 216thenet sponsor Natural Therapy Wellness Center. They're at 815-385-8190, and you can visit them online at McHenryMassage.com. Now, of course, a massage is a great way to pamper yourself. It can also help alleviate or sometimes even cure ailments and stress that you deal with on a daily basis. Go ahead and contact them. Speak to one of their certified massage therapists at Natural Therapy Wellness Center, 815-385-8190. And again, go to McHenryMassage.com. And of course, we'll come back and revisit a few other sponsors at the bottom of the hour. But now, getting to Jeff, and I blew past my 4-minute mark. We've been on the air a little bit over 5 minutes. My apologies, Jeff. I'm so sorry. Yeah. But we're going to actually turn the camera over here. Jeff, can you
we'll jump in here.
And Can we see? Everybody wants to see Jeff. They don't want to see me for this. So here on Facebook Live. And of course, you know, visuals don't matter when you're doing radio and podcasting anyway. But Jeff Ferguson actually is a recruiting and development specialist with Shelter Insurance, which is why we're having you on the show today. Because again, this is all about connecting with the employers who are looking for the people that they need and people looking for work. And I know, Jeff, you and I have gotten to know each other a little bit from Friday morning coffee, right, which is really fun, really nice. But in talking with you and knowing where you're at in your career and how much you enjoy it, I really thought it would be cool for you to join me here on the show. And I'm so thankful that you did.
Thank well, I really much. Appreciate it. When we talked about this, I thought, hey, cool, I get to be on the radio. That's neat. So I really appreciate you having me on.
Cool. Thank you. Now, as we get going here and talking a little bit, why don't you tell us why you decided to join Shelter Insurance? What made you say, this is where I want to be?
Well, that kind of actually goes back to the spring of 2017. I was looking to make a career change at that point. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in an insurance family and had a recruiting career background. And was not in that present place at the time. And so I started discussing that with my wife and just different ways that we wanted to go. And I chose to go the insurance route. And I had talked to numerous companies and did my homework with them and came to realize that Shelter was the place that I wanted to be. And I got into discussions with them and became an agent with Shelter at the end of December of 2017.
Yeah. So you actually been with them
just about a year.
Just about
out.
A year.
Yep.
Wow.
Just about a year coming up.
So what struck you about them specifically? You mentioned doing a lot of homework, looking at a lot of other insurance companies.
Three things with Shelter. First and foremost, we are people driven, without question. So, I mean, the most important thing within our company is the people themselves and the people that we service. And that, without hesitation, that is number one. Number two, Shelter is extremely financially sound. And that was something that I was looking for as well, just to make sure that, you know, I was going to have a place to go to work every day, you know?
Right.
And then the third thing is we are probably, from an insurance perspective, pretty conservative, you know. I look at us versus maybe other companies that are out there and just look at our growth and the way that we grow and how we grow. And I did all that homework before I decided on Shelter, and so that's kind of where I landed.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now, could you describe, I know you've been there just a little bit more than a year.
Yeah.
Could you describe your career experience with Shelter and maybe what a few successes you've had in the short time you've been there?
Well, I started out, like I was saying, I started out as an agent. Mm-hmm. My first day with them was the 26th of December last
wow.
year. Yeah,
the
exactly.
day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas,
wow.
yeah. The gentleman that recruited me is actually a gentleman that you've met, Wade Maupin.
Oh, Wade, okay. Yeah.
And Wade, God love him, he flew from Kansas City to get me started the first week, the day after Christmas. And we spent that week together. And then from there, I went through a couple of different schools that Shelter offers, Fundamentals 1, Fundamentals 2. That was over the course of the first 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then just started trying to make a name here in McHenry County with Shelter. And
wow.
And that's probably been the biggest challenge so far, is the fact really? That, yeah, well, you know, Shelter's a Missouri-based company. And
okay.
We are pretty well known south of Springfield. Okay. However, north of Springfield, not as well, and especially up here in McHenry County as much. And so, you know, when I started this, I looked at it, I had to look at it from the perspective of, this is great because nobody knows who we are. So there's no negative out there. So it can only
sure.
go up. It's
sure.
positive,
okay.
you know? And so, It's just been a matter of getting to as many events and getting face and name recognition out there and branding as much as I could.
Wow. So how's that gone for you in, as far as getting the name out there and the branding?
I think it's going very well. We've done pretty well here in McHenry County so far. One of the big challenges, I think, especially in the insurance industry, is the fact that people come and go. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so one of my missions was to make sure that people saw my face at as many places as they could, you know, and so they would eventually just say, oh yeah, that's that guy from Shelter, you know.
Gotcha.
And then eventually, through being able to open up conversations with different folks and whatnot, just to kind of find out where they stood with their stuff and as far as their insurance was concerned and who they worked with and how we might be able to help them, you know, that's kind of where that went. And then I had an opportunity in, I guess I got a call towards the end of August,
okay,
regarding a recruiting and development position that was open in Illinois. And I think a lot of that came from the fact that I had a recruiting background. That was one of the things that that Wade had noticed in my background when we first started talking. And so he said, hey, you know, we've got this position open. Is it something that you may be interested in? And within 3 days, this thing was flying. You know, it was,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, but I love it. I mean, this is absolutely where I need to be.
That's awesome. So, well, now I know that not every job is milk and honey every day of the week.
Right.
You know, it's, you have some good days, you have some not so great days. What are some of the challenges you've faced? You know, and you can, whether it be your career or whether, you know, your new career here with Shelter, how have you overcome those challenges?
And we talked a little bit about this before the show started.
Yeah,
interestingly enough, I know every day's not milk and honey, though it feels like it is, you know, to me. I mean, it just, I was able to marry two things that I really love and do both of them together.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
So insurance and recruiting. So, you know, I mean, as far as challenges are concerned, I think probably the biggest challenge that we have, you know, so far is just being able to get the name out, have people know where to go, who to talk to. It's a challenge, but it hasn't felt difficult, if that makes sense, you know.
Okay.
It's just a matter of, more than anything, it's a matter of just showing up, you know, and being able to say hello and meet people.
Well, I guess that does make a lot of sense if you're a company. Now, Shelter, though, it's not a new company.
No, not a new company. No, we've been around since 1946.
Yeah, so phenomenally well-established as far as, you know, current employers go.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make sense that being in a new area would be tough, and the biggest thing would be showing up and basically ringing the bell.
Right.
Everywhere you go,
right,
so that people do say, oh, that's the guy from,
right,
that's the guy from Shelter.
Yeah.
So now that you are recruiting for Shelter, could you, and since you have experience,
mm-hmm,
in that first year, now you were an agent the first year.
I was an agent until middle of October.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So could you maybe, for people who think, yeah, maybe is this the right thing for me? Should I reach out and talk to Jeff? Could you describe the role? Because you're recruiting for,
mm-hmm,
agents,
right,
correct?
Absolutely.
Could,
yep,
you describe the role and what people new to the company? Of course, everybody in this area would be new to Shelter. What they might expect for, or even if they're new to the insurance industry,
mm-hmm,
what they might expect and what could happen in the first 6 months, maybe the first 9 months, year, and maybe what you might project out for maybe that second year, the kind of the very brief, here's what the company is, what you'd expect,
right,
what the industry is, what you'd expect, and then a little bit of a projection of what they might expect that first year there.
You know, I think probably when I first started in this as an agent, I think maybe I thought it was going to go a little differently than I originally thought. And I, the plan that I had, and this is what I would be telling other people, you know, that are interested potentially in the agent role that we have in Algonquin, is that it's going to feel hard, but if you've got the right heart, it doesn't. Okay. So the type of individual that I'm looking for and what they can expect, you know, I mean, as far as the person is concerned, Shelter is about helping people first and foremost. Okay. I mean, our company is, we've got four, what we call the four-legged stool. Okay. So first and foremost, we sell insurance. Secondly, we are a customer service driven company. We are a service company. Third, we're a good corporate citizen, good corporate partner, okay? And fourth, and I think the most important thing is we do the right thing, no matter what the situation is, even if it's hard. And so, you know, the individual that's gonna work best, I think, in a role like this is gonna be somebody that's got the heart to wanna help other people, all right? And that is because, to take you back a little bit, when I was recruiting full-time from 2004 to 2011, prior career, all right, my mantra was always, at that time, because I was working both sides of the ball, so I was finding my clients and I was recruiting for them at the same time, and my mantra at that was, take care of the people and the money will follow. So now, my thought process is, when I'm recruiting agents for Shelter, is that I want to know that you're people driven, that you're interested in people's lives, that you're interested in helping people, because from a career perspective, I can't think of really a better place to be from the standpoint that you're your own boss and the only income limit that you have is on yourself. You know, I mean, that's, you can make it whatever you want to make it, you know. So I think the biggest thing that I'm looking for is that person that's got the good heart and that is energetic, wants to go out, meet people, wants to continue to brand the Shelter name, make it visible.
It sounds like a big part of this, and from listening to you describe that, a big part of success in this is going to be getting out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
Going to whatever events you might need to go to, getting involved in chambers, networking groups.
Absolutely.
Being that face that people start to go,
that's
the Shelter guy.
Exactly.
That's the Shelter guy.
Exactly.
So, okay, that I get that.
Yeah.
Now, when they get in and start moving and rolling, for you, how long did it take before you started seeing people come and you started writing policies, you know, started actually doing business, or I don't know how,
industry. Yeah, exactly.
Is it closing
and
a sale?
Well,
is it
policies.
Writing a policy?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You know, the first 3-4 months of your life as a Shelter agent is going to be about a lot of training. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to kind of show you the Shelter way, so to speak. Okay, and then you'll have your office. You know, depending on what type of what we call natural market you're bringing to the table. Okay, people that you know already, people that you associate with, people that you deal with. You know, you're going to spend 60, 70, 80% of your time out of your office, going to events, talking to people. You know, that type of thing. Your office, you know, at least for the first probably year, is going to be more of a place where you get your work stuff done. Okay, your paperwork, your computer work, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
Okay, you know, as you establish the name, going into a second year, okay, you'll probably start to drive a little bit more walk-in business, and as you drive the walk-in business, then, you know, I mean, things will kind of start to open up for you a little bit, and you'll have to change your time management piece
little
bit, you know.
Okay. Cool. Now, for people who are interested in learning more about the career opportunities mm-hmm. that you're recruiting for. I know you mentioned a role in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Are there additional areas or additional roles that you're working on filling as well at the moment?
Currently, I'm only working on Algonquin.
Algonquin
right now. And that, so what, you know, I'm really looking for is somebody in the McHenry County area. So can be Kane, could be Lake County, you know. But somebody to fill that seat in the Algonquin office.
Okay. And what territory would that cover? Is it territory
it's
driven?
It's not territory driven. In fact, you know, that's one of the things also is, you know, I mean, you don't have a specific territory. You can write wherever shelter can write business. Oh. Okay. So, you know, I mean, generally we're going to want you to stay, you know, for the most part within a, you know, probably 70, 80 mile radius of your office, you know what I mean? Because that way you can get to a policyholder if you need to.
Right.
Okay. And they can get to you if they need to.
Yeah, there's some reality in that.
Absolutely.
You know, the physical availability.
Absolutely.
As far as that goes. Okay.
Absolutely.
So for people who are interested in this and in the Algonquin role, that position, how should they reach you? How are they going to get a hold of you?
There's going to be three ways that they can get a hold of me. First way is going to be you can go to the shelter website, which is shelterinsurance.com.
Okay.
And you'll go to the career section at the bottom of the page. Click on that, and then all of the different roles that we're currently looking for mm-hmm. will pop up. Scroll down, find insurance agent Algonquin, and you can apply directly online there. If you would like more information about the position or would just like to have a discussion with me, you can reach me on my cell phone at 815-347-3953, or you can get me on email, which is jferguson@shelterinsurance.com.
You want to spell your last name for folks?
It's FERGUSON.
At shelterinsurance.com.
At shelterinsurance.com.
Okay. All right, great. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been really nice.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate
and,
it.
You know, certainly, actually, don't be a stranger if you wind up needing to come on again and say, hey, we're still looking for folks. Let me know.
I will do.
And,
I will do that.
You know, we record every Wednesday morning, and you know, say, hey, we found somebody, and we'll let everybody know that you found somebody. Or if there are other areas that you wind up recruiting, are you still an agent while you recruit?
No, I am not, no longer an agent.
Okay.
I'm only on the recruiting and development side now.
Okay, so right now, 100% of the time, your focus is on the Algonquin location, and
correct.
Is that how you focus on one area until it's filled?
Until it's filled,
and then
they give me a different assignment. Shelter will give me a different assignment. So you know, we operate in 15 states. So depending on where the assignment is, you know, I may be out a couple weeks a month.
Well,
to fill something,
okay.
You know, but
and so everybody knows this is for Algonquin, Illinois.
Algonquin, Illinois,
and in the McHenry County, Illinois area, which is actually where the show is based, but our listenership is
right
all across the country, actually a little bit globally as well. As a matter of fact, we're streaming right now. Hello, everybody. I wanted you to. It was more important that you see Jeff this morning here on Facebook Live. But I wanted you to see Jeff, but on Facebook here on the Human Resources group, we actually have a global group of over 12,000 members that you've been talking to so far this morning.
Doesn't surprise me with you, Pete. It does not surprise me at all.
But so, you know, and again, through the podcast, we're reaching out to a little over 110,000 listeners every week, plus 216.net. We're reaching out to thousands more across the U.S. and a little globally as well. But for Jeff, you do need to be here in the United States if you want to work as a shelter insurance agent. So again, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank
I hope you enjoyed
much.
It.
Oh, I had a
and
great time.
This
I
was
had
a lot of
time.
Fun. And now I'm going to actually do a little bit of, let's see, what time do we have here on the clock? It's 9:25, so I have just a couple of minutes to review a few career opportunities that I'm working on as a recruiter, because I still do that a little bit myself. I'm going to buzz through these very, very quickly for everyone here. And we've got general manager in the Chicagoland area. So we're going to stay in Illinois for just a moment. And this is actually a 50% in the office and 50% remote working role. And we are looking for a general manager for a, it's for a company that provides, it's a Microsoft business partner firm. They're looking for somebody with experience in management that has worked with Microsoft partner firms and with a heavy, heavy focus on MS Dynamics and NAV large-scale systems implementations and upgrades and technical support services and sales. If that is you and you've worked in leading sales team where the average sales team member actually runs about $1.5 million a year in closed sales, closed business, they would love to hear from you. This particular opportunity that 50% of the time is in the office, which is located in Libertyville, Illinois, so over in Lake County. And it has a starting base salary of $100,000 a year plus, depending on applicable experience and skill level. They are offering annual discretionary bonuses per business growth and profitability. They do have health insurance, healthcare insurance, 401k, paid time off, and other benefits available. So if you're interested in the general manager role and have experience in MS Dynamics NAV, NAV, large-scale system implementations projects, shoot me a note, petetalksjobs@gmail.com. And again, same company is looking for an MS Dynamics NAV implementation specialist. So if you have experience in that, again, large scale system implementations or system upgrades, and have been with a Microsoft Office partner firm, and you are very well accustomed to do that, and this is very much remote, it's outside working with the customers and clients that you'll have. So very little time actually in office in Libertyville. Almost all the time spent on client site or working remotely. And again, base salary starting at 75 plus per year on this particular role. There are actually more than one position open for this particular role. Annual discretionary bonuses per business, growth and profitability. Again, healthcare insurance, 401k, paid time off, lots of other benefits. Again, shoot a note to petetalksjobs@gmail.com. And you know you're going to hear that every time I talk about one of the positions I am working on myself. So again, what's that address? petetalksjobs@gmail.com. And again, right here, outside sales business development for MS Dynamics NAV systems implementation. Now again, are you seeing a theme with the first company here? This is what they do. And would love to have you shoot me a note if you've been in outside sales business development, especially if you have experience with other Microsoft partner firms and you close an average of 1 to 1.5 million plus per year in project sales. This is a 40K plus per year base plus commissions, uncapped commissions. So again, selling, you know, as much as you hustle, your base is per your experience, plus whatever you close, and the commissions do not cap. They're wide open. So whatever you're able to generate is what you're going to earn in this role. If you can hustle, if you can make it rain, you're going to do very well. Again, annual discretionary bonuses on top of that. And of course, again, as we mentioned, healthcare insurance, 401k, paid time off, other benefits. And where are you going to send your resume? I'm asking you as though you can answer me right now. But if you're on Facebook Live, you can certainly answer me. What's that address? petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Now, of course, I am working on a couple other items for some of the companies that I provide retained recruiting services for. And again, as a retained recruiter, all of the positions I talk about that I'm working on are direct hire with the company. I do not do the temp thing. I do not do the contract thing. Everything I work on, I work as though I am their recruiter or HR support, just Not right there at the company, but I've got a client in northern McHenry County, Illinois, who is in need of a production engineer. You'll design, fabricate, and program. This is for a production process and fabrication manufacturer based in the McHenry County, Illinois area. Candidates for this must have strong quality skill sets in PLC programming, panel wiring, SolidWorks 3D design, and electronic schematic design for complete hands-on production process equipment builds from conception to functioning completion. The starting wage can be whatever actually works for the candidate in this. They're happy to do an hourly or a salary, whatever works for you. 30 plus per hour or 60K plus per year based on your initially perceived skills, abilities, and everything that relates directly to the position and the position knowledge that's needed. Not only is the company strong and stable, but it is growing rapidly. If you're a production engineer that can take on this role and take it to the next level, you'll be working with one other engineer and support staff, but really, really get in there, get it done, and can meet production project deadlines. Send your resume. Where are you going to send it? You know the answer. PTalksJobs@gmail.com. Now, staying in McHenry County, Illinois. And boy, this has been the Illinois episode of the PTalks Job Show, hasn't it? We've got a cost estimator needed in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Crystal Lake, a small, well-established custom metal shop needs you. They need you now if you're an experienced job cost estimator materials purchaser. They specialize in keeping other manufacturers' equipment running by reverse engineering broken parts and remanufacturing discontinued pieces of equipment. Someone with strong metal job shops cost estimating experience is going to do very well in this role. You must be able to work from and read through mechanical blueprints, rough mechanical sketches, possess a basic understanding of GD&T, that's geometric dimensioning and tolerancing, be able to work with AutoCAD and understand the reverse engineering process for remanufacturing parts that simply aren't made anymore or aren't produced anymore. This particular role is $45,000 plus per year, depending on your skill, ability, knowledge as it relates to the role. Company's been around since the 80s, so 30 plus years, very well established and very much loved by their clients because, again, their clients are their manufacturers, and this group keeps them in business by keeping their equipment running. So, cost estimators, where are you going to send your resume? PTalksJobs@gmail.com. And one more, where am I at the hour here? I'm right at the very bottom of the hour. I'm going to mention one more, and then we're going to do a real quick break, and then we're going to get into career seekers. But one more I'm working on, manufacturing outside sales superhero. That is what my client, another one, is looking for. Do you command every room you enter? Do you truly enjoy engaging people and building business relationships? Do you have a history of closing $1.5 million plus per year in manufacturing sales? Then you are an outside sales superhero. You are. Now, I do not know if this position comes with a cape, nor do I know what is on the cape if it does come with that. But certainly, if your outside experience includes the manufacturing industry and you're familiar, it's a big plus. It's not necessary. Big plus if you're familiar with the CNC machining, metals cutting industry, mechanical drawings, prints, CAD, 2D and 3D software, a little bit of GD&T again. But if you can really, really make it rain, you're open to working in the Chicago, Milwaukee region is the general area for this particular sales role. I would love to hear from you. Now, the employer is also very heavy into tech, which means everything they use for communication and software and production, even down to the bid quoting process, is 100% cloud-based. So for outside salespeople, this can be a remote position where you would actually only be in the office one day a week. They like to do sales meeting and week planning meetings every Monday. You're there the rest of the week. They would rather not see you in the office because to them that means you're not out there making it rain and making connections that you need to make. So if you're an outside sales superhero in the manufacturing industry, Or if you've been a superhero in other areas, other different types of industries, let me know. You're going to have the opportunity to earn a base uncapped commission again. They're actually holding this out as the ability to generate a six-figure income that you're already accustomed to. So shoot your resumes, sales superheroes, to ptalksjobs@gmail.com. Now, we're a little bit past the bottom of the hour, just a little bit, but do want to talk about a couple other of the sponsors for 216thenet216thenet.com. And that includes Sticker Dude, the creators of Vinyl Chaos. They're at 815-322-2480. Go to stickerdude.com. The Sticker Dude team brings over 25 years of experience from the graphic marketing and sales industry. You can contact them today to learn more before committing to your next vehicle wrap investment. They are not your corner sign shop. Sticker Dude, 815-322-2480. stickerdude.com. Then, of course, Mobile Accounting is a sponsor of 216thenet. 224-321-6859. www.mobile.tax. That's M-O-B-I-L-E dot tax is the website. Experience, education, character, an inherent ability with numbers, an exceptional CPA. These are the reasons why business owners choose Eric Mason of Mobile Accounting for their bookkeeping, payroll, and tax services. Mobile Accounting, 224-321-6859, or again, go to mobile.tax. And of course, sponsoring 216thenet is XTech LLC. XTech LLC at 815-516-8075. You can go to https://xtek.repair. That's xtek.repair. XTech provides device repair and service plans, business servers and single computer support, web design and SEO. They also specialize in custom gaming PC builds. Contact Justin and George for IT done right the first time. XTech LLC, 815-516-8075. And again, xtech.repair. And I will tell you, I know Justin and George, they're awesome guys. I've mentioned this before on the show. They fixed one of my son's phones in the past that I thought was toast. I thought it was dead, killed twice. They brought it back to life. I mean, that thing was crushed. And, you know, George, no big deal. It'll be fine. Give me a day. And it was. It was done. Actually done the same day. So shoot them a note. I know they'll love to help you out. Now, very quickly, we are going to mention a friend of the Pete Talks Job Show. Super friend of the Pete Talks Job Show is Don Severson. Don is the founder and owner of Action Result Services. And you can find him at actionresultservices.com. You can also shoot him a note at Don, D-O-N, at Action Result Services. You can also give Don a call at 815-276-7511. And again, Action Result Services, they actually solve the lack of leads challenge faced by small businesses. His business coach system has actually been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. If you are a small business owner, small business operator within the Chicagoland, Milwaukee, actually any state, Don's happy to travel to you. Reach out to him. Give him a call, 815-276-7511, or go to his website, actionresultservices.com. And of course, Don, being the wonderful friend of the show, and I've mentioned this a number of times, is the fellow that brought you this fine name tag so that you all know who I am. And I say fine name tag, I'm showing everybody on Facebook Live. No one on the podcast or radio can see it because, hey, visuals play so well over the radio, don't they? And like Jeff said earlier on, he's been told he has the face, perfect face for radio. I know I do too. I'm just not ashamed to share it over Facebook because why not? I'm happy for everybody to see this big face and go, oh, that's Pete from Pete Talks Jobs. Now we're going to move on to our career seekers, everybody's favorite part of the show, one of my favorite parts. I like all parts, and I love it when I have a guest. It's my favorite shows are the ones where I have guests, so there's just so much fun to do. So if you are someone who wants to appear on the show, whether you're a business, a recruiter, whether you'd like to talk about your industry that you're in, whether you'd like to talk about something with regard to HR, and it can be anything with regard to HR. I've been in HR most of my adult career life. Happy to talk about that. Anything that relates to finding a job, finding people, working with people, dealing with people in the workplace, happy to talk with you. Shoot me a note. Where are you going to shoot that note? ptalksjobs@gmail.com. Our first career seeker up is Gina, and Gina is actually a super cool human resources generalist. I've known Gina myself for quite some time. Gina does possess 15 years of progressive human resource experience in a broad range of functions, being a true generalist. She also holds her Certified Professional in Human Resources Certification, her PHR. She specializes in recruiting and retention, compensation, employee benefits, payroll administration, performance management, workplace safety, employee relations, separation offboarding, compliance, and liability. And when I'm questioning things in some of those areas, she's been one of the first people I give a call because she knows her stuff. And even if she's not sure, if I'm second guessing something, and she says, wow, if you're second guessing, maybe I need to look this up too. She'll look it up. If she doesn't know, she'll look it up. She'll get the answer. She'll call me back. She's phenomenally reliable, very, very up on HR, knows her stuff. If you are a company that needs an HR person, reach out to Gina. Her email address is grindt, that's grin as in Nancy, D as in David, T as in Tom, @sbcglobal.net. Say, Gina, we heard about you on the Pete Talks Job Show. We want to know more about what you can do for us and for our HR needs. Next, we have Justin. Justin Francis is actually very interesting. Justin specializes in creating two-dimensional and three-dimensional images depicting objects in motion or using illustrating processes themselves using computer animation or modeling programs. So whether you're in gaming, animation, app development, or you're a manufacturer and you need a way to show your customers what your process is, reach out to Justin. You can give him shoot him a note, and we can't give him a call, at least not. I'm just sharing his email address here. But he knows the Adobe Creative Suite, Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, Microsoft Office, of course, knows his stuff. And reach out to him, jcfrancis1992@yahoo.com. That's JC, F as in Frank, R, A, N as in Nancy, C, I, S as in Sam, 1992@yahoo.com. Now we have Lisa Pettinelli at lisamarie2237@gmail.com. That's lisamarie2237@gmail.com, a marketing and merchandising professional. Again, her experience and expertise includes developing and implementing comprehensive marketing campaigns involving traditional and digital tactics such as web development, social media, print, online or broadcast, advertising, printed collateral materials, dimensional merchandising, and display programs. If you're an employer and you really need someone that can hit hard, drive your marketing programs, really get you going and rolling, or even if you have product and you need merchandising planning and merchandising done, professional getting your product rolled out and displayed properly with your retail partners or whoever it is that is selling your product, Lisa's the person you need to talk to. L-I-S-A, M as in Mary, A-R-I-E, 2237@gmail.com. I could have said M as in Marie because it's Lisa Marie, 2237@gmail.com. Say, Lisa, we heard Pete talking about you on the Pete Talks Job Show. We want to talk to you about our marketing and merchandising. And we're going to talk a wee bit about Beth. Beth is, and I've talked about her before, phenomenally high-level customer service person. And I say that because some of her customer service experience has involved performing jail matron duties and monitoring inmates. Whether you like it or not, in that situation, inmates, people who have committed crimes or have been arrested, are your customers. Talk about a tough customer. Not a job I would want to have. Lisa's very well adept. She's also helped provide phone support and other police staff support, officer support. But she's also provided new services support, as well as also high volume lead operator telecommunications support. She is magic on the phone, magic in person. If you need somebody who can really provide your customers with the level of service they truly need and you truly want them to have, reach out to Beth. Her email address is hannonhouse1@aol.com. That's hannonhouse1@aol.com. And again, tell Beth, hey, I heard about you on the P-Talks Job Show. Next, we have Glenn Allen Smith. Glenn is the founder and CEO of Peak Growth Partners, LLC, and he helps both not-for-profit and for-profit businesses in filling their C-suite gaps. So if you're a company going through leadership changes and you need an interim CEO, CFO, COO, whatever C that might be, you need to reach out to Glenn. He has supported companies from startup size to 100 million plus per year in sales. He's been a trusted leadership advisor for over 160 businesses across 16 states in the US. So no matter where you are here in the United States, if you need that interim C-suite leadership support, again, either while you're getting rolling and ramped up, or you're just making some leadership transitions and changes, and you need some time to go through that, and you and your board members need to review what's going on, reach out to Glenn. He can do a lot of work for you, a lot of interim support for you, provide that where it's truly needed. Again, he's filled the roles of CEO, COO, and CFO, and you can shoot him a note at Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at peakgp.com. That's G-L-E-N-N at peakgp.com. Or you can give him a call at 224-888-4501. That's 224-888-4501. Now, Glenn actually also has a leadership event going on December 6th, I believe that is. I think that's a Thursday. In the at Granite City Palatine, Arlington Heights. I can't remember quite where it is. I wanted to share that event. If you would like to learn more about that leadership event that Glenn is leading up, shoot him a note, G-L-E-N-N at peakgp.com. He'll have all the details for you on that. And again, if you're in the Chicagoland area especially, shoot him a note. But again, Glenn can provide support to your leadership team as an interim C-suite leader, no matter where you are in the country, and he's happy to do it. Now we have Tony here. Tony is he's been described as a very competent, committed, and experienced manager in the areas of operations and occupational safety. Tony is also the fellow that I've talked about because he's also been described as a transparent manager. That's cool to me, being in, you know, a big portion of my life in the HR profession, because transparency means you're an incredibly effective communicator. People don't wonder what the heck's going on up here. Well, unless you're someone I know, and then you know me, and you're like, Pete, what the heck is going on up in here? Tony is super transparent. More so than perhaps I am and could be. So I can take a lesson from Tony. Tony, incredibly well-adept operations manager, occupational safety manager. If you and your group need help and leadership and support in those areas, he's got over 14 years of incredible experience. Reach out to Tony. I'm going to read you his email address. It's A as in Apple, M as in Marvin, D as in David, E-E-H-R, @gmail.com. That's A as in Apple, M as in Marvin, D as in David, E-E-H-R, @gmail.com. And say, Tony, we need to talk to you about our operations and our occupational safety areas. I'm sure he'll be happy and thrilled to talk with you. Now we have John Dearden. John is a technical sales executive. He specializes in application engineering and solution-based selling, contract negotiations at all levels, new business development and customer business proposals, territory account and relationship development, and also actually appointing, training, and managing manufacturers reps. So if you are a manufacturer that has a remarkable base of representatives and you need someone to basically get those representatives corralled and pointed in the direction that best supports you, John is the, I almost said Tony, and we're not talking, we're off Tony. Remember, we're off Tony. We're talking about John Dearden now. John is the person you need to talk to. Reach out to John, J-O-H-N, at themultilinegroup.com. That's T-H-E-M-U-L-T-I-L-I-N as in Nancy, E-G-R-O-U-P.com. Say, John, we know you're not Tony. We know you're John because Pete at PTalks Jobs told us so. We need to talk to you about your technical sales executive experience. Now we have Brian. Brian Keating is looking for a financial, budget, or business analyst role. Brian brings over 10 years of financial analysis experience and ability to adapt to new job demands quickly. And additionally, he possesses the ability to work on both confidential and high-profile projects with an equal amount of commitment and knowledge of the proper levels of communication involved in each. If you need a financial, budget, or business analyst within your group, reach out to Brian. He truly knows his stuff. Brian Keating, B-R-I-A-N-K-E-A-T-I-N-G 1 at AOL.com. That's Brian Keating 1 at AOL.com. And again, say, Brian, we need to talk to you because we need a business analyst here. We really need somebody with your skills. I know he'll be thrilled to have a conversation. Now, I believe, actually, we're coming up on our very last career seeker here that we're going to talk about. And I still have a little bit of time left today. So before we talk about Mike, I want to remind all of you, all it takes is a little bit of bravery, a little bit of courage to put yourself out there. You don't get charged a dime. I do this 100% gratis. And when people, as far as presenting your information for people who are career seekers, you send me a copy of your resume and I'll flash this quickly on Facebook Live. Not enough for anybody to pause and get any real information on there, but if you send a resume, I'll extract a few sentences or a paragraph out of there along with your email address and share it out on the podcast. If you want me to share out on your phone number as well so an employer can give you a call and say, hey, we need to talk, do that. We've had quite a few people share their information, and the more the merrier. Always just shoot me a little bit of info about what you do. I'll make sure to get you on the show. We'll get you in the lineup, first come, first serve, each week. And we'll get you connected with people who need what you do. And perhaps they're going to need you. Again, just a little bit of bravery to put yourself out there. Mike has actually been described as hardworking, good work ethic. And again, I love saying this, not one sick day in the 5 years with his last employer. Mike is a QC tech on the customer service end of things for manufacturing, specifically plastics manufacturing, but any area of manufacturing. Additionally, he holds an associate's degree in production management as well. Mike is looking for an employer who trusts their employees to do the right thing, to be independent, to take care of business, and an employer who values their employees and lets them do what they were hired to do. Imagine that. Wow. At the places I work with and the companies that I support, when I see employers who actually let the people do what they hired them to do instead of constantly micromanaging them, the amount of success that employer enjoys is phenomenal. I'm going to go off and chase that squirrel, and I don't need to. I need to talk about Mike. I need to finish talking about Mike before I chase that squirrel. Mike would love to help provide your quality tech customer support, quality tech work, familiar with in the entire quality process as far as that goes. Or if you need help in production management, he can certainly help there as well. His name is Mike Levitsky, and his email address, and I'll spell it for you here, is M as in Mike, LEWYCKYJ at yahoo.com. That's Mike mlevitsky@yahoo.com. And that's, again, one more time, M as in Mike, LeWyckyJ at yahoo.com. And folks, because I can and I have a little bit of time left here, I got just about 6 minutes. Well, you know, one of my favorite things to do when I have the time, because I do this only when I have the time, and I don't get paid to do this. I just do this because I think what they do is really super cool, is I want to talk to you about Twice as Nice Mother and Child. They are a nonprofit that operates out of the Gurnee, Illinois area. Twice as Nice Mother and Child is a 501c3 organization. They strive to ensure that mothers and children have their most basic needs met regardless of income or circumstance. That doesn't matter. They provide help and hope to families in crisis by offering assistance free of charge. They offer gently used items, children's clothing, shoes, maternity wear, infant care essentials, children's books. However, additionally wipes, formula, etc. But their biggest thing they help with are diapers. And you know, any parent knows how expensive diapers are. And I've got three grown children now. They're well out of diapers. We did a good job there. They're grown, they're not still in diapers. Yay! But the frustration you go through as a young parent to pay for another human to poop in their pants, that drove me nuts. I was so thrilled when each one of them was out of diapers. But it's expensive. Diapers are insanely expensive. This group, you know, Twice as Nice Mother and Child, which you can find at twiceasnicemc.org, or email info@twiceasnicemc.org, and you can yell at, don't yell at her, but, you know, I'll give her a holler, Anne Marie, who is the founder and executive director, amazing lady. They are on target this year to provide 300,000 diapers to families in need. It's a big deal. They started a mobile diaper pantry program this year, and in one afternoon, 4 hours, they distributed 4,500 diapers to people that needed them. It seems like such a silly little thing. I know, and I joke about it a little bit. But can you imagine having an infant, a baby, someone who's not been yet trained, potty trained, and you don't have something as simple and basic as a diaper? How incredibly frustrating and largely unsanitary that is. And Anne Marie and Twice as Nice Mother and Child help with that. If you can shoot them a couple bucks, maybe you have some other things to donate, or just bring them a bag of diapers, send them a bag of diapers. I know she'll be very, very, very appreciative, very grateful. And not just her, but the people who actually really need it will be truly grateful for it. Again, you can give them a call, 224-637-1644. 224-637-1644, Twice as Nice Mother and Child. Visit them online, twiceasnicemc.org, or shoot them an email, info@twiceasnicemc.org. Everybody, that does wrap up this episode of the Pete Talks Job Show. Thank you all for joining me, and a very special thanks to Jeff. Jeff is still here. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Take care. The Pete Talks Job Show is a syndicated podcast reaching out to 100,000 plus weekly listeners. The show also airs on 216thenet internet radio, 216thenet.com. Go to the website and click Listen Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern U.S. time zones. Employers, to sponsor your job listings, send a note to petetalksjobs@gmail.com. Career seekers, to be featured on the show, send a note to petetalksjobs@gmail.com. To sponsor or advertise on 216thenet, send a note to 216thenet@gmail.com. To sponsor or advertise on 24/7 WPL Internet Radio, send a note to 247WPL@gmail.com. Tune in again next week to another new episode of the Pete Talks Job Show.